let's kick it off. What role does the DPI and your team in particular play in maintaining the unique ecosystems of Australia? Because they are exactly that, right? They're so fragile and they're like nothing else that you would find around the world.
Yeah, that's correct. And our new incursions team, we focus really on non-native animals that haven't established a population in the wild yet.
Yeah.
And when we get a report of one of those animals, we jump on them fairly quickly and try and do some investigation as to, you know, where is the animal? Is it being captured? And then we process them from there.
Yeah. And what's the most bizarre animal that you have come across in your job?
I suppose the most unbelievable call I suppose we had was from a lady just west of Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And she had an animal rummaging in her garden, and she called a wildlife handler thinking it was an albino echidna. And
okay.
It turned out to be an African pygmy hedgehog.
Whoa. Okay. So they're like very white or very light colored?
Yeah. Very light. Very white.
Did you find out how that ended up in Byron?
No, because they're illegal to import into Australia.
Whoa.
They're a feral animal in New Zealand and some Scottish islands. And
yep.
We were quite surprised to have that one.
And so, like, what is the main reason why we end up with all of these kinds of foreign species? Is it just smuggling, or is there, like, some other weird scenario going on?
No, there's definitely some illegal entries that are coming in recently, but also I suppose historically, and especially with reptiles, the biosecurity laws haven't been as strong as they are now, and reptiles have been brought in, and they live quite a long time, reptiles. So unfortunately, they either escape or are released when people no longer have a need for them, and that's where we start finding them.
Yeah, wow, okay. That's I've never heard that before, but that is really interesting. Now, I want to talk about big cats, right? Because there's been some recent press around an alleged sighting of a big cat in the Hunter Valley, and you know that I heard that your team has launched an official investigation into it. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, look, we've had a number of reports of a large cat around. Between Christmas and New Year, and a particular resident up here of Maitland took a photograph of a cat on a post off in the distance, and that eventually came through to our team, and with any of our new incursion reports, we undertake an investigation into what evidence there is to suggest that it's, you know, a non-Indigenous animal or a feral cat. Or something different.
And do you think that it's viable that we could have a big cat species here in Australia?
Look, there's been quite a number of reports over the years,
and
you and your producer indicated a couple. We have found no conclusive evidence in New South Wales of a cat as described.
Mm. And I guess, you know, how do you actually go about conducting your investigation? How do you even try locating one of these big cats if it just exists in isolation?
Well, I suppose the initial step is to verify that it is something that isn't common, or it isn't just another feral cat, which there are quite a number of in Australia, as you're aware. So we go out on site and we investigate. We look for scats or feces. We look for any tracks or footprints, any fur. When we get a number of reports of animals, then that sort of indicates that, you know, a number of people are seeing it. And then the other element, I suppose, is especially with an animal such as a big cat, is that are there any impacts on stock or domestic animals in the area? So we try and collect as much evidence as we can to determine the authenticity of the claim, I suppose.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in many cases, we can't collect. We don't have enough evidence to determine whether it is or isn't.
Damn! It sounds really thorough, and I know that, you know, a lot of people really just want to believe that there is this species of something unidentified that they have been lucky enough to see and spot and almost discover, right? Like, what are your thoughts on those beliefs that, you know, there are certain extinct you know, Australian animals as well, such as the thylacine or the Tasmanian tiger that still exists. Like, is that feasible? Is that something that, you know, maybe we just haven't been able to come across it because there's only one or two out there?
Well, I suppose I would just go back to the pygmy hedgehog example. You know, we would never have believed that could occur, and it did. And so I suppose anything is possible, and we have to respect the claims and the things that people see and photograph and go through that scientific approach to collecting the evidence and determining one way or the other, or agreeing that it's inconclusive and so we don't know. But as I said, at this stage, we haven't had any evidence
of a big cat.
Of one in New South Wales.
So far. Look, it sounds like, you know, that idea of surprise is so inherently interwoven into your job as an invasive species officer, right? Like, what does a typical day for you look like?
Generally, the last couple of weeks, especially since the rain, has been a number of reports of cane toads, especially now that, you know, we're getting warmer and wetter weather. We're getting quite a number of misidentified cane toad calls. So yep. It's actually ornate burrowing frogs that are coming out of the ground. We have had cane toads. So we had one in Darling Point in Sydney just recently, and we've had one at Salamander Bay and one at Kew, so on the central and mid-north coast. So really it's about taking those reports, verifying the species, and then trying to determine whether there's an established population of those species in the wild. So again, going through that evidence of finding out, you know, what is the gender of the animal? Is it reproductively active? Mm. Is there more than one? So it seems to be a lot of investigation. And then when we do get those incursions, getting the appropriate people on board to help us look for more of these animals if they're potentially out there.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier around, you know, sometimes people bring in things like lizards or, you know, kind of illegally smuggle in animals, thinking that, okay, well, there's only just one, I'm going to keep it, it'll die at some point, like, I don't need to worry about it. What do you think that we should be... That what kind of information should we be telling Australian citizens or even visitors who are coming to the country in order to protect and maintain the ecosystem? Like, what is the key message of why we shouldn't be bringing in foreign species?
Well, those foreign species are a threat to our biodiversity and our Australian wildlife and our Australian bush, and bringing those things in and having them impact upon that biodiversity will change it inextricably, and the reason that people are coming over to Australia, you know, they won't come because it's changed because of the impact of those threatening species.
Yeah, fair enough. So got to maintain the fragile ecosystem that we've got here in Australia. Ian Turnbull, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER and having a chat about big wild cats.
No worries, Sid. Thank you very much.
Catch you later. That was Ian Turnbull. He's an invasive species officer at the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. We were just having a chat about whether or not there is a big cat out in the Hunter Valley, as reports have suggested. Nothing so far, but, you know, the investigation is still ongoing, so we could be surprised.